law from you. You don't need Christ. You've got the law. You don't get both. You don't get both. It's one or the other. And this is very difficult for people to comprehend and understand. If salvation is by faith in Christ alone, people think you don't get to bring a lover down the aisle with you. You don't get to bring your rituals, your legalism to be saved. You don't get to bring your repentance. You don't get to bring your confessions. You don't get to bring your rituals. You don't get to bring. It's either Christ or none. And you get to make the choice. But a lot of people kind of want to come down this aisle to get married. And I look up to do the marriage. And this gal, I'm picking on the ladies because we're responders to the groom Christ. Look up and this lady has two guys, one on each side. Well, I know this guy is the guy you're marrying. He's like, oh, this is my lover. I'm bringing him along. Not with me doing it. Now, if your husband agrees, that's fine. But I'm not doing this deal. And that's what people want to do at the cross. I want grace, but I want to bring along my work. I want to bring along my merit. And again, people, it sounds good. We'll have to look at Cain and Abel again. Because Cain did not rebel against God. Cain didn't go out blaspheming God. Cain brought his very best, people. I was watching an A&E where they did the Mysteries of the Bible. And it was very interesting a couple of weeks ago because in it, some of the liberal scholars, they went to high positioned experts in the Bible, and you can't blame them, you know, if you just put it together, you want to be fair, you go to the big places where you got these great biblical scholars. And I was just so amused because things that we said, and some people said, God was really unfair here. God was unfair, and to show you that God was, this is what they said, to show you that God was unfair and repented of what he had done, he made sure that nobody could hurt Cain, and that's why he put the mark on Cain, because he decided he had been unfair. And I loved it, because it does look like God's unfair. Cain brought his very best, and God is wrong for not accepting Cain's best. God is wrong in really getting mad like he did, and it looks that way. And that's how these things can be so, so twisted, people, until you and I would just come with the simplicity of our faith and trust God. Trust God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we have a lot of things to note in regard to the new covenant, but it has again been so twisted like a constitution, so perverted, and we just have to look at the tenets of the new covenant and see how the new covenant works. Okay, introduction to our study, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we are in verse 25. Not get very far as exegetical work today, but I wanted to spend this morning and have it be part of our series, but have it also part of the weekend and to show you some things in regard to these two documents of freedom. And again, I want to emphasize before I leave that aspect is that we have a relationship, if you please, with a written document, our Constitution. But under the new covenant, we don't have a relationship with a written document. We have a relationship with a person. That's very important, people. That's very important. What makes Christianity so unique? Not so unique, unique. Don't need to add the word so. What makes Christianity unique? Of religions of the world, as is a relationship with him. Not just his teaching, but with him. And not stocking the teaching. For my critic's sake, I'm bringing out a far greater point. We have a relationship with a person. So with our Constitution, we have a relationship with the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Mason, all those people, we don't have a relationship with them. We have a relationship with that document.